We should never underestimate the power of example. We know that we learn by example. Just look at little children. They observe their parents and others, and they try to imitate how they are and what they do. And also, if we look ourselves, the way we think, the way we speak, say certain parents in our daily activities, we see the influence of our parents and other adults. In my personal experience, I moved from Mexico. I am from a very small village in Michoacán, Mexico. So I spent 1 year in Covington and almost 5 years here at Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans. So during this journey in my priestly formation, I have met people, really good people who have influence in my personal life and certainly in my vocation. In a particular way, I always remember the great example of my grandfather. He is now 87, but he spent around more than 25 years working at the church as a sacristan. So I remember him always, you know, serving in the church. So he has a great influence by his example in my priestly vocation. So we learn by example, and that's what we need to look at. How is our example? What kind of example we are given? How we are being perceived by all, but by people? Are we doing our best effort practicing virtues, even in small ways, so that others may be influenced by our behavior? In our first reading, King David, he's pictured at prayer. His words serve as a model for people before God. What a great example of David praying. So I think everyone, like David, should be humble before our Creator. And also, we should thank God for the blessing we receive every day. And just remember, our life is not just for ourselves. We are called to be a gift for others, a gift that leads them to God.